For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Days after several proms were cancelled in Quebec due to COVID-19 concerns, the government says they're reevaluating. Public Health Director Dr. Horacio Aruda said Wednesday his team is looking at alternatives to regular prom that could include another celebration later on in the summer when more young people have gotten their vaccine. In weather news, a heat wave is expected to hit Lower Quebec this weekend. The hot front is heading eastward as it sweeps across the country, and when it gets to Montreal, temperatures are expected to reach the mid-30s with the Humidex. Maybe uncomfortable for us, but great for the fruit harvest. Strawberry season has come early this year, due in large part to a mild spring. Quebec raspberries, on the other hand, won't be around in full bloom for another month. For more, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I am your host, Stephanie Stratsky, and this is Maiden Voyage, your go-to hour for sad songs and fun bops. Yeah, so today I have a mix of genres. Well, no, genre is the wrong word. Tempos, I guess we could say, because I did get a request, and we love requests here at Maiden Voyage, so I must honor this. And we are going to start off with a request that's kind of, you know, it's still on the vibe, but friends of Maiden Voyage know that Alana requests often, and she always requests excellent bops. So we're going to start off with this song dedicated to Alana. The song is called Hot Nights in June, and you're listening to it right here, right now on CJLO 1690 AM.
Walking east on a lazy Sunday for hours. We know all the same names, same faces, the circle around us. Now I'm high, I'm walking on what must be clouds.
Too soon, hard nights in June, give me way too much, way too soon, hard nights in June, give me way too much.
change way too soon.
I'm
That was the brand new single by Churches featuring Robert Smith, and love that song. And it has a really cute story behind it. So Lauren Mayberry, the lead singer of Churches, gave a interview to NME, and she said that her and their bandmate Martin Doherty got drunk on wine one Halloween. I mean, relatable. And they ended up receiving an email from Smith containing his vocal recordings for what would actually become this song. And she had described the moment as the most Cure Lore thing to ever happen, since it happened on, quote, arguably the gothiest day of the year. So that's fun. I love that. And I was just debating with Omar. Well, it wasn't a debate. I said this and he laughed at me. Host of Hooked on Sonics, that happens right before Maiden Voyage, 6 to 8 p.m. every Thursday on CJLO, that he sounded extra pop punk in this song. Omar says that's how he always sounded, but, you know, without that 80s synth production added onto it with that kind of like romantic vibe, it's getting a little bit into the I don't want to say Tom DeLonge territory, but you know, kind of that little bit of the hard vowels, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna do it. I'm very tempted to do it right now, but I won't subject you to that, my attempt at pretending to sing emo. But you know, once karaoke is safe again, it's on. And I, now that I think of it, I have never done a emo song at karaoke, and that needs to change ASAP. Gotta just choose which one. Yeah, so coming up next, we have two more brand new songs. This is one song that I have been obsessed with over the past couple weeks, and the music video is magic. This is Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen with Like I Used To. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Away. offering that comes, it calls, it screams. Le Festival international Nuit d'Afrique, présenté par la TD, vous invite cet été à sa 35e édition anniversaire. Soyez au rendez-vous du 6 au 18 juillet pour célébrer pendant 13 jours l'événement des musiques du monde. Cette édition innovante en salle, en plein air et en web diffusion vous propose une fusion entre passé et présent riche en histoire et découvertes musicales. Découvrez toutes les surprises, infos et billetteries sur festivalnuitdafrique.com.
The People's Sound is calling. The Suwannee Pearl Popolo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and June 21st at suwannepearlpopolo.org.
Festivals, crazy. It is so wild to see artists starting to plan tours and festivals actually acting as though they're going through and not getting canceled 2 months before, like has been happening recently. So just hearing those ads, I know it's online, but you know, seeing stuff starting to come out and Churches is planning a tour, and in theory Bikini Kill, which I still have tickets for that I don't really want to go to anymore, they're coming. Oh no, they've rescheduled that show so many times. That's been pushed to next spring, but it was supposed to be in this October, and now it seems like things actually are happening then, which is wild. And speaking of this kind of new hope, new joy, the song we heard right before the ad break was Propika, the new single by Japanese Breakfast off of her third album, Jubilee. And if you're a fan of Japanese Breakfast, you know that her first two albums were very much about loss, often autobiographical, you know, just an excellent artist in the I'm missing the right word, but the pantheon of sad girl songs. But this third album is, she has said, is intentionally about joy and is somewhat euphoric while still kind of connecting with her sad girl roots, I would say. And so I feel very happy for her. It's very exciting. And I feel like it's going to be a really nice album for the summer. And as we are kind of moving through this weird ending slash not really for certain places and times of COVID and lockdowns and lifting of curfews and things, so I don't know, I thought it was very poignant. There's a very nice profile on this album in the New Yorker that was published on Tuesday, so if you're interested in reading more about it, I would recommend it. It's by Sheldon Pierce. Check that out. Other news in the music world. So today, Twitter was a buzz because someone on Lorde's team accidentally released her new single this morning, and that was yanked down within 10 minutes. But the video was uploaded. There were about 20,000 views on it. I unfortunately was too late. I did not get to see or hear it, so have no idea what it was about. But we've all been blessed with the album art for her third album, Solar Power. I don't like it. I am sad that this is the direction she's taking. However, it has spawned so many excellent memes. So just for the meme culture alone, I really appreciate this album art. And if you haven't seen it yet, definitely Google it. Lorde, Solar Power. It's a cheeky photo of her on the beach. And yeah, so in honor of that snafu, and you know, Lorde is a very private artist that takes a very long time to release albums, similar to Frank Ocean. It's been 4 years since her last album, Melodrama, so fans are chomping at the bit for this music. I mean, obviously not as long as our queen Rihanna, who I don't think we'll ever release music again, but that's not a story for Maiden Voyage, because not the right place for that. But regardless, so I'm gonna play some Lorde in honor of that snafu, and then we're gonna go back to some more new music by Chelsea Wolfe and Squirrel Flower. You are listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
That was Chelsea Wolfe with a new song called Diana. That song was written for a comic series, actually, for DC Comics, the miniseries Dark Knights Death Metal. So the song does feel appropriate, and it is named after one of the title characters, apparently. I haven't read this miniseries, so I have no idea what it's about. But given the cover art and what it looks like it's about, the song seems like it is excellent for it. So there you go, Chelsea Wolfe. Before that was a brand new single from Scroll Flower called Flames and Flat Tires. And then before that, we did, of course, hear Lord. The song was Ribs off of her debut album, Pure Heroin. That is about it that I have tonight for the new stuff. So we're going to head on over into some older music to finish off the night. Going to play a little bit of PJ Harvey, a little bit of Sleater-Kinney. When I said throwback, I meant throwback. So here we go. This is You Said Something by PJ Harvey on CJLO 1690 AM.
In Brooklyn at 1 in the morning, watching the lights flash in Manhattan. A sea of fire bridges, the Empire State Building, and you said something that I've never forgotten. Lean against railings, describing the colors and the smells of our homelands, acting like lovers. How did we get here? Thank you.
The People's Sound is calling. The Suwannee Pearl Popolo Music Festival is back and online with free jazz, noise, punk, new music, spoken word, electronic, avant rock, sound art, and dance parties. Over 60 artists performing from Montreal, Chicago, Philadelphia, Sioux Lookout, Toronto, Mexico City, Brussels, Berlin, Tehran, Kampala, and Nairobi. Heed the call between June 3rd and June 21st at suwannepearlpopolo.org.
Traveling seems almost like a necessity, either for the pleasure of discovering new places or to visit friends and family. However, in a time of increased awareness about our environmental impact, Via Rail might provide the answer you need. Not only does Via Rail offer a solution to the problem of travel's carbon footprint, but does so at low cost and with great comfort. But don't just take it from me. Here are two members of the Concordia community who can speak to their own experiences traveling with Via.
I love taking Via Rail because I like the quiet pause and relaxation it incorporates into my travel. I always meet really cool people on the train and enjoy taking the time to have interesting conversations with my fellow travelers about where they come from and where they're going.
I've used Via Rail quite a few times and I really like it. It's accessible price-wise even for students and it's super, super convenient. I'll definitely keep using them.
Go to viarail.ca to learn more about pricing options for students and young people so you can start making a difference and saving money with your travel today. Yeah.
1690 AM. Tune in next week, same time, same place, 8 PM, CJLO. We'll see you there. Good night.